All right, game five tonight on TSN, pivotal game. Let's head down to Milwaukee now. Here's our buddy Leo Routens. How you doing, Leo?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, we're jacked up for game five tonight. We had this conversation in the previous hour. Who's had the bigger impact on the series so far? Be curious to get your take on it. Do you think it's been Kawhi or has it been Giannis?
Oh, it certainly has been Kawhi. I think, I think once the Raptors, obviously the playoffs are all about adjustments, right? And once the Raptors made their adjustments, Kawhi has been dominant as far as that matchup goes. And it's been, in my opinion, Kawhi has just done so many different things to help his team win. And, one of these guys is getting exposed right now, and that's Giannis. He's had a tremendous regular season. He may be the MVP of the league as far as the voting goes, but his weaknesses are getting exposed in this series. And obviously the Raptors hope that'll continue tonight. But, once you get exposed, I think the advantage certainly goes to the guy doing the exposing.
Well, no kidding. And Giannis, you can tell, he is not comfortable taking shots, regardless of where they are on the floor. And it's strange because I'm with you. I think he's going to win the MVP. It's either him or Harden. But we're in an era where if you don't shoot, usually you get criticized, or you kind of get neutralized in a way. And Giannis, it doesn't seem like he's got any interest in taking shots outside of the paint. And do you think they can continue to force him into those uncomfortable situations tonight?
Well, they have to. They don't have a choice about it. And the key is, and we learned this with Ben Simmons, that you can say, it's not just saying, okay, I'm going to give him the shot. You can't do that with Giannis. What you need to do is you got to get to him early, not allow him to get up ahead of steam, come down the floor, we can create and do what he wants to do, and then worry about it. What you got to do is really important that, yes, you get up to him early, and then once he's like three-point line in, that's when you get off him and you show him the shot. But that way, at least you've slowed him down, and that could be anybody on the team to slow him down. And that's critical because this team is built upon Giannis taking that ball down the floor, getting in the paint, and opening up all the shots for everybody else. So, it's a twofold thing. It's one part of stopping Giannis, and the other part is stopping his effectiveness and making everybody else better and giving him easy looks.
With Leo Routens ahead of Game 5 tonight, Raps, Bucks in Milwaukee. The bench really showed up in Game 4. Van Fleet started hitting shots. I thought Ibaka was very effective. He had, 15 and 10 coming off the bench. First time that's happened for a Raptor. Only second time all time since Kevin Willis in 01. And Norman Powell looked incredibly comfortable, although I think he's been pretty comfortable and pretty effective throughout the series. But of those three, Leo, Fred, Norm, and Ibaka, which one do you think is really going to stir the drink for the bench tonight? Which one is it's imperative that this guy shows up and has an impact tonight?
Certainly, I think it's imperative they all step up. And, coming into this series, I said that the bench is going to be a factor because this is a different matchup than we saw with Orlando and Philadelphia. Everybody talks about Milwaukee being big. Yes, but when you look at Orlando and Philadelphia, they were long and athletic, and they created all kinds of problems pressuring different players in this team. So right now, once the Raptors kind of felt their way around it and got adjusted, and actually you got a little room to breathe against the Milwaukee Bucks, which you didn't have in the other series, I felt that this team, the bench players, would become a big factor in the series. So I think it's on everybody. Everybody's got to come in and do their part. Nick Nurse has talked about that, hey, if I go big, you big's got to be strong. If I go small, you small's got to be quick. Everybody's got to do their part when they come in the game because it's going to be crazy. Tonight is going to be a crazy night. Milwaukee knows how this is a desperate game for them, and I think that if the Raptors can pressure them and stay on them, keep this game close, they're going to really feel the pressure at the end of the game.
What's the answer Milwaukee's going to have? Are they going to answer Drake? Are they going to put somebody courtside and just drive people nuts, Leo, or what? Are they going to hire someone? What's their answer going to be? Anything or not?
Yeah. Well, that whole thing's a little ridiculous. To me, that's a big distraction from the fact that you're coming home after losing two games. There's a lot of conversation about that and not about, what happened and how you played. Like I said, to me, it's just a big distraction. Drake's a superstar. I think he's great for the city. He loves Canada, loves Toronto, promotes the heck out of it. Anything he's doing doesn't bother me. I have no issues with it.
Have you ever been calling a game, though, and he's been in the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? When you guys know, when you're calling a game, you're really 50-50 watching it live and on a monitor anyway, because you got to call what people at home are seeing. So you're constantly watching the game and watching your monitor. So nobody yells at the referees for being on our way, or the coaches being on our way, or the players being in our way. So, you know, Drake doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, it's kind of fun to watch the interaction that goes on between him and players. So there's a lot of talk, a lot of trash talk. So it's kind of fun.
Well, have you heard anything? I mean, I know it's not going to apply tonight, but for Game 6 when they come home, about the league issuing a warning to the team about Drake. I mean, Milwaukee, they can't stop talking about the guy.
Yeah, I just think this is Milwaukee's problem right now. I don't think Drake's doing anything bad. I mean, he's not going on the court. You know, players have been talking trash since the history of the game. And, you know, you go back to Spike Lee and a whole bunch of other guys and fans. I mean, there used to be, it's mellowed now, but there used to be some great hecklers in the history of the game that I thought were hilarious. And they were a big part. Players actually look forward to going to arenas and listening to some of the stuff that was going to be said. There was a guy, Leon, in Detroit that probably had some of the funniest lines that cracked up the whole bench. And, you know, we were the visiting team with Philly when I was playing. So it's not a big deal. It's, you know, I think they need to worry about what they're doing on the floor more than what Drake is talking about.
The thumb injury to Kyle Lowry, a non-factor here?
Well, it's hard to say it's a non-factor, but he's going to play through it. I mean, you know, Kyle's a tough dude, and at this time of year, everybody's banged up in some way. And you know, I have had a similar injuries to what Kyle's going through right now, and it's painful as heck. And I mean, the only good thing is it's on his offhand, and he still can shoot the basketball. It can affect a lot of things, but as long as it doesn't affect your shot, then you got to be grateful for that.
Enjoy it tonight, Leo. Really appreciate you finding some time for us, buddy.
Hey, always a pleasure. Enjoy.
There he is, Leo Routens.
Hey, you hear Rod?
There's Rod in the background. We got Rod, I think, in here tomorrow. I think Rod's going to be co-hosting tomorrow.